Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Masechta Bava Kamma. So we're on Daf Beis Amud Beis on the bottom, the fourth line from the bottom, the last word, Shein. Shein V'Regel. Rav Papa made a statement. He made a statement. He said that we know that in our Mishnah there were four Avos Nezikim. Shor, Bor, Mava, and Hever. Right? Rav Papa made a statement that there are some Toldos that are like the Av, and there are some Toldos that are not like the Av. Right? That was Rav Papa's statement. And now, we just concluded by saying that Keren, the toldos of Keren are like the av of Keren. Same din, same halacha. So now, what did Rav Papa mean when he said there are some toldos that are not like the av? What do you mean by that? He must have meant Shein and Regel. And now we're going to go into a discussion about Shein and Regel. So the Gemara says, Shein v'Regel, Hecha Ksivi. Where are Shein and Regel even written in the Torah? Where are they written in the Torah? The answer is, they're written in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, the Tanya, it says, now the Pasuk says, a very difficult Pasuk. The Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk in full says, it says in the Tanya Vishilach, right? See the word there, the Tanya Vishilach? That's one word of that Pasuk. The full Pasuk says as follows. Ki yivar ish sadeh o kerem. What's yivar? It's a four-way machlokas, what that means. Rashi says it means send. When a man will send to a kerem the shilach es bi'iro, says it again, and he'll send his animal, ubi'er b'stei acher, and he'll send him to another field, right? Meitav sadeh or meitav karma yishalim. You have to pay the best. Now, Rashi says that, so v'shilach zeregel. Vishilach is regel. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Vishilach is regel. V'chein hu omer. And we have another pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Mishalchi regel hashor v'hachamor. So you see that shliach and regel go together. So vishilach of that pasuk means regel. And uvier zehashin. Uvir b'stei acher is shein. Okay? So in that one pasuk you have both. Asks the Rashba, why don't we learn shein from the first time it says yivar in that pasuk? It says, again, ki yivar ish sadeh. Right? Ki yivar ish sadeh. What does that mean? Rashi held the parashat Sivasha, that means ki yivar ish sadeh, when a man will send his animal into another field. That's what Rashi held. The Targum Yonasan held that it meant the Lashon of Hefker. The uncle is translated as eat. So ki yivar ish sadeh, right? The uncle there says ki yochel, when you'll eat. Obviously the Rashi was holding like the uncle is. Right? It means eat.
Maybe
so, what?
Maybe it means
Trisa. Oh, so the Rashba answers, the reason why we're not learning out Shein from the beginning of that Pasuk is because then I would have only thought Shein's Chayiv if you send it yourself. The Shilach. What if he went on his own? Yeah. Then you didn't watch him? Yeah, Chayiv? Of course you're Chayiv. So that's why he uses the second beer of that Pasuk. So again, Titania. V'shilach ze regel. V'chein hu omer mishalchi regel hashar v'achamar. Uvier. What's uvier? Ze hashein. Vier is Shein. V'chein hu omer, kashe yivar hagolol ad tumo. That is a pasuk in Malachim, which means when the golol is finished. What's a golol? Two explanations, Rashi says. First pshat is a tooth. The tooth. Why? Because a tooth is like a, sometimes it's revealed, sometimes it's exposed, and sometimes it's not. Or the second pshat Rashi says, golol comes from the lashon of excrement. That when you eat, you end up going to the bathroom. So that's what Shein is. Shein is eating, right? To destroy something, derech hana'aso. Right? Okay, very good. So when we have that pasuk, what do we have? Shein and regel. Such a thing as Shein and regel in the Torah. That's all we did so far. Okay? Amar Mar, we just said, V'shilach ze regel. V'chein hu omer, and I'll support you that word v'shilach means regel, because mishalchi regel hashar v'achamor. I have a pasuk in Yeshaya. Asks the Gemara, time of the kasar v'achmana mishalchi regel hashar v'achamor. The only reason I know that such a thing as regel is because I have a pasuk in Yeshaya. Halav hachi, if not for that pasuk in Yeshaya, if I didn't have that pasuk of Mishalchei regel, b'may mokbus lo, what would I think that pasuk meant? What would v'shilach mean if not for regel? I need a pasuk in Yeshaya. What else could it mean? Keren, ikeren, tiv. I already have a pasuk for keren. Ishein, tiv. I already have a pasuk for shein. What else could it mean? The only thing left is regel. So the Gemara says, no, it's truch. I needed that pasuk in Yeshaya to support the fact that v'shilach means regel. Why? Sokadai tachamina, I would have thought, idi v'idi ashein. They're both talking about shein. The word v'shilach and the words ubier are both referring to shein. Why do I need two psukim for shein? Because v'ha d'mechal yekarna. One is in a place where the karen is destroyed. V'ha ha d'lo mechal yekarna. And the other one is to tell me that I need a pasuk even when the karen is not destroyed. Kamash malon, don't say that. I would have thought that, no, v'shilach teaches me regel. Now the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know Yechayim, even whether it's destroyed or not destroyed? Okay? Look at the Rashi of Idi V'idi. Idi V'idi, it's the third wide line, right? Idi V'idi, that this and this, what's this and this? The word ubier and the word v'shilach are both talking about chain. What's the case? One where it got destroyed, and one where it didn't get destroyed. Says Rashi, v'shilach ubier, tarvayhu ashein. They're both going on shein. V'shilach asa l'chiyuva, v'shilach comes to be mechayev you, hecha delo kal yekarna, where the karen is not destroyed. Not destroyed. D'mashma kigon, for example, the sha'achla aruga, the animal ate a patch, the animal ate a field, v'sofa lachzar v'letzmoach, and it's going to regrow. Avol lo kitchila, but not like it used to grow. Okay? Ubier, what was ubier? Hainu hecha de mechal yekarna. That's where it's completely destroyed. Demashma ubier shemavra lagamri. It's totally destroyed. Does that Rashi make sense? Does that Rashi make any sense? Yes, Tosos, top Tosos, bomb. Pirush HaKuntres. Shiches sha'asid l'tzmoach. That's talking about shiches, shoots, right? A destruction. Sha'asid l'tzmoach, it will eventually regrow. Avalokit chila, but it won't regrow like before. V'kasha, wait a minute. V'had demachal yekarna, shagam bailam heim yichol l'tzar. What is Rashi talking about? Non-final destruction is where the field will regrow next year? Good, what about now? The Baal could have taken a utensil, cut off all that fruit, all that tvua, and sell it. And now I can't because the ox ate it all. So I lost now. What's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? I tell you the truth, I don't have a good answer for Rashi.
Maybe not a pussy. You wouldn't think that that's what the Torah means.
But why not? So I have a little bit of an answer. Why not? Let's finish. Keep reading Tosfos.
One second.
Let's see what Tosfos' answer is going to be. Hashigam abaylan him yichol litzar. The Baal could cut off that tefillah and sell it. How is that not considered final destruction? Ella yesh lomar. You know what the difference is between final and non-final? She tanfa for peiros lahana asa. The animal destroyed the peiros without destroying them. He went to the bathroom on them. He made them dirty. They're right there. Who's eating those? Nobody's eating that. You can't sell that now. Right? Are they there? They're right there. They look just as beautiful as before, except for the one thing. The animal dirtied them up. Are they destroyed? Of course not. Is anyone going to buy that? Of course not. And what's complete destruction? Well, the animal ate it. Now go back to what Rashi. Now we'll get back to Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Right? What's Rashi talking about? Some even are bothered. What's Tosfos even bothering Rashi? Rashi specifically says, "Avalo ketchila." They're going to grow back, but not like before. So somehow the animal, by ruining this crop, is ruining every future crop too. because it's never going to be like it used to be. This used to be a great place. Now the ox, somehow he did something, and it's never going to be, he ruined the field, he ruined the soil, it's never going to be original. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos, what do you want from Rashi? I'm not sure what he means by that line. The very, very strong kasha on Rashi, putting aside that one issue, what's Rashi talking about? It's right now, the animal ate all this fruit. He ate all this tefuah. Asa next year. Good next year. But Lamaisa, it's destroyed right now. So I saw a possible answer from the Ponimi Eros. He said there's a machlokas later on between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that when an animal goes into your field and destroys it, you don't pay for the actual damage done. Like, in other words, I had 10 rows of apples, and the animal came and ate one row. I don't say, okay, the animal ate one row. So how much does it have to pay me? The value of one row? No. How much is a field of 10 rows worth? How much is a field of 9 rows worth? And he pays me the difference. Doesn't pay me for the actual apples eaten, he pays me for the total field. So I would have had a havamina, yeah, but next year there will be no loss. Next year it's going to be 10 again. So really there's no loss. That's what Rashi was driving at. But the problem is, he took away my produce. So yeah, good, next year it'll grow back. Fine. So it's a long-term view of Nezek. That's a chiddush. Right? He says over here, Shaminoso agav hasad de kula kama hoisad de hashav hasad de kodem shenach larugu v'kama hui shavim achshav. How much was it worth there? How much was it worth now? That's going to be later on in Daf Nun Ches. Havamina, I would have thought imasi de haruga lashuv l'tzmoach, if it's going to regrow, ein nafchas shavui hasad de klal machmas achil azu. There is no deduction because of this eating. I would have thought that. Nevertheless, people are upset about that. Listen, Lamazi took the apples away. He would have to pay. So
maybe based on the other Gemara, maybe the damage isn't the
lost
fruit. That's a loss.
Right.
The damage is damage to the field.
Right. That's a Rashi.
You grow back, and you're not damaged.
Right. That's what the point of ears is saying, right, basically. Yes. Right. 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 Okay. That's a huge chiddush. I never would have said that.
Well, the animal eats the food, is it damaging?
No, he's damaging.
Type of
right, so that's
a
right. So that okay. So that right. That's how you have.
You.
Right, right. So they have to answer Rashi. That Bapashtas. That's not what we. I never would have thought that Bapashtas. No, but that's Rashi Shita. It's a beautiful Rashi. You have to figure out what he means. Okay, next. So now off to Vahashta. Vahashta do kim na regel. Now that I've said that the word Vashila. One second. We have another Gemara here. Want to use a regular Gemara? The hashta, the okimna a regel. Now that we've said that the word v'shilach teaches me this concept of regel, shein the lo mechala kanya minolan. So how do you know you chayef a shein where you did not destroy the whole field? Either like Rashi, where it's a longer view, or like Tosfos, where it's a shorter view. Either way, how do I know you chayef for that? So Gemara answers, Dumi de regel. It's no different than regel. Ma regel lo shna mechala yekarna v'lo shna lo mechala yekarna. Regel makes no difference. Makes no difference whether you destroy it completely or not. What's regel? Regel is that the animal damages derech hilucha while it's walking. It bumps into something, it pushes something while it's walking. That doesn't make a difference if you're destroyed totally or not. Af shein, so to shein, lo shna mechaya karna, v'lo shna lo mechaya karna. It makes no difference. Now, fine. Amar, we just said, uvier. Uvier b'steyacher, uvier is zeh hashein, that shein. V'chein hu omer, and it also says, kasher yivar hagalal ad tumo. Right, that the tooth was destroying it until it was completely destroyed. It's a pasuk in Malachim. Taima, the whole reason that we know that the word uvier means shein, is because we have a pasuk in Malachim to support that. The kasher rechmana kasher yivar hagalal ad tumo. Halav hachi, and if not for that pasuk, b'may okimna, la, what would I say that word means? Uvier b'steyacher. What does that mean? If not for the pasuk in Malachim, what would I think that means? What would I think it means? E Karen Tiv. If it's Karen, we already know about Karen. Karen's an old story. E Regel Tiv. Regel also is an old story. So the Gemara says, no, Istruch, I needed to tell me, I needed this support to demonstrate that this word means shein. Why? Istruch, because I would have thought something else. I would have thought edi aregel. They're both talking about regel. Both the words v'shilach and the word ubier are talking about regel. Ha to azel memela. One is where the animal goes by itself. Ha to shalach shluche. And one is where you send it. So I would have thought both two separate chiyuvim. Kamash malon. Don't think that. And I have the other word ubier to teach me about shame. If not for that, I would have thought something else. I would have thought there's two types of regel, but there's no two types of regel. There's only one type of regel. Now, the hashta de uki ashein, now that I've established that this is talking about shein, so regel de ozla memela menolon, where do I know that the regel, if a regel goes by itself, you're chayiv, right? Because it starts off, v'shilach, you sent the animal out. What if it went by itself? How do I know you're chayiv for that? The Gemara answers, dumya de shein. It's just like shein. Ma shein lo shna shalcha shluche. Makes no difference if you send it. Lo shna da azul memela. Makes no difference if it goes by itself. Af regel, so to regel. Lo shna shalcha shluche. It makes no difference if it goes by itself. If you send it, lo shna azul memela. It makes no difference if it goes by itself. Very good. Now that we've said that, we basically said that regel and shein are the same. We basically said that we learn everything out of each other. So therefore, the Gemara asks, V'lichto rachmana v'shilach, let the Torah say only the word v'shilach, v'lo bo'i ubir. And I won't even need ubir. V'shilach means both. V'shilach means regel, it also means shame. D'mashma regel, u'mashma shame. D'mashma both. Mashma regel, d'chsiv, m'shalachi regel, ashar v'achamar. We already had that pasuk. Umash Mashain, now we come with a new pasuk that has the word v'shilach and the word chain in it. Where's that? The ksiv? V'shein behemos ha-shalach bam. Where's that pasuk? V'shein behemos ha-shalach bam? It's in the Parshat Hazinu. Right, that's not what that pasuk means. Right? The Parshat Hazinu, nothing is on, nothing what it says, what it means. It's a very unusual way to get the word v'shilach and the word chain in the same pasuk, but it's there. So, v'shein behemos ha-shalach bam. So I see that the word v'shilach can also include shein. So why do we even need the pasuk of uvir? So the Gemara answers, "Elav." This is a hard Gemara here. "Elav kro yisera." If I wouldn't have had the extra pasuk, I would have said "hava amina, oha, oha." I can only have one. Can't have both. Oha, oha, o regel da'zeik amatzui. Either regel, which damages in a normal way, while it's walking. Just by walking down the street, it's doing damage. Oh, shein diyesh hana leziko, or shein that destroys while having hana, eating, lying down, right? Either one of those two. Mifni shikul and hain, they're both the same. V'yavo'u shnehem, and we want to learn both out of one pasuk, but we can't. So dihi minayhu mafkis, which one's going out? Which one's going out? Which one are we not going to learn? So the Gemara says, Itzra. Solkadai tachamina. I would have thought, Hani mili hechi deshalach shluche. I would have thought, even if you want to learn both, I would have thought that would only be true if it says v'shilach, that if you said it yourself, aval azmal mamela lo, but if it went by itself, you would not be chayiv, kamash malon. Even if I want to learn both out of the same pasuk, I can't. Because it would only imply I send it out, and Yechayev Hashem and Regel if you don't send it out, and therefore I need the pasuk of Uvir. So really, everything could be learned out of a Shilach, and Uvir is just telling me that even Chayev if it happens by itself. Okay, next. Now, again, getting back to Rav Papa. Rav Papa made a statement. Rav Papa said that there are some toldos that are like Avos, and some that are not like Avos. We've already just said that so far we have no toldo that's not like an Av. We don't have such a thing. By Karen we didn't have it. Now the Gemara says toldos of shein might. What are toldos of shein? Toldos of shein are nischachacha bekosel, if it scratches itself against the wall, lahana asa, because it has an itch, or v'tin for peiros, lahana asa, if it dirties peiros while it has hana, while getting hana. Maybe going to the bathroom. Mai shna shein diyesh hana lehezeko. What is shein? Shein is eating, right? The actual av is eating. What's a tolda? Everything else. So So Maishna Shein. What about Shein? Sheyesh Hana Lehadeko. It has Hana when it damages. Right? It's Geshmak. The Umimoncha, and it's yours, your money, Ushmiras Olecha, and you have to guard it. Hani Nami, here also. Yesh Hana Lehadeko. These other things, lying down, going to the bathroom, destroying it, has Hana while damages. Umimoncha, and it's your money, and Shmiras Olecha. And you have to guard it. So what's the difference between the Toldos and the Av? There's no difference. The Gemara says, you're right. Ella told of the Shein Kishain. The told of Shein is just like Shein. No difference. V'chik, Amar of Papa, and Rav Papa was talking about a told of the Regel. What's he talking about? A told of Regel. Can't be told of Shein. Shein and Regel, Shein and the told of Shein and Shein itself are the exact same thing. Told of the Regel, Mayhi. What's a told of Regel? Hezeka begufa. It damages with its body. Derech hilucha. While it's walking. The Syrah, with its hair. While it's walking, the hair gets caught up in some kelim, right? You can imagine in the olden days, you had kelim on the windowsill, and the donkey's walking by, and his hair gets caught in the kelim on the windowsill, and it breaks the kelim on the windowsill. That could happen. That's not Shein. That doesn't have animal didn't have a no out of that. While it's walking, it happened. It's not Karen. Karen's on purpose. It's not Karen. What is it? It's called Regel. So, Derech Hilucha Beshlifsha Aleha, Derech Hilucha with a load on its back, the load did damage somehow, or Bepromia Shevapiha, with the bit in its mouth, he did damage with that, or Bezug Shevatavara, or with a bell around its neck, the bell on the neck did damage, all these things. So now, let's think about it for a second. And what's Regel itself? Trampling. Right, while it's walking, it's trampling. You never know out of that. That's how animals are. So Maishna Regel, why is Regel different to Hezeko Matsui? Which has Hezek is Matsui, meaning it damages while it's walking. Umimoncha, and it's your money. Ushmiras Olecha, and you have to guard it. Hachanami, here also, Hezek and Matsui, it damages while it's walking. Ushmiras Olecha, Umimoncha, and it's your money. Ushmiras Olecha, and you have to guard it. What is the difference between a tolda of Regel and Regel? The answer is, there is no difference. Your papa couldn't have meant Regel. Ella, Ella told of the regal kiregal, you're right. V'chi kamer of Papa, a told of the bor. When did Rav Papa make his statement? He must have meant a told of bor. He must have meant bor. This is the hardest one. Told of the bor, we're going to go through every single one. After bor, we're going to go to Eish. Then we're going to go to Mave, which is man. And then we're going to come back to regal. So this is the hardest one. I thought so. Told of the bor, my nihu. What's a told of bor? What's a told of bor? Bor is a pit. What's a told of that? Ilema, if you say that, what's a told of? Av is yud. And av is yud tvachim. Vitolda tes. And a told of is tes tvachim. Is that what you're telling me? Lo tes ksivi, lo yud ksivi. The Torah doesn't say tes. The Torah doesn't say yud. The Torah doesn't say a word about that. What does the Torah say? Don't dig a bar. That's all it says. Right? So what do you mean? The Av is 10 and the Told is 9. Doesn't say 10, doesn't say 9. That's the Gemara says, no, hello Kasha, that's not a Kasha. You know why? It says, Behemis Yehielo, right? It says, what? I'm sorry, Behemis Yehielo, I'm sorry. Balabor Yishalim, Kesed Yashiv Balav, Behemis Yehielo. Which means, Omer Rachmana, V'hameis yelo amar rachmana. The Torah says v'hameis yelo. V'kim lehu l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan established yud avdon misa. 10 can you make you misa? Tes nizikin. 9 tefach dibar will cause damage. Avidi misa lo avidi. But it won't cause death. So therefore what? Sof. The bottom line is. Ze'av l'misa, v'ze'av l'nezakin. One is an av for misa, one is an av for nezikin. 10 is an av for misa, 9 is an av for nezikin. Look at the Rashi. Ze'av l'nezikin. Ready for this Rashi? It's not an easy Rashi. It says Rashi, D'imnafal shor b'bor tish of a mace. If an animal falls into a 9 tefach bor and dies, pater bal habor. The balabor is potter for that. Right? We all know that. We all learned that in 5th grade, right? If it's 9 tefachim and the animal dies, you're potter. Vimhuzak, chayiv. And if you're mazik, you're chayiv. It got damaged. You chayav for that. The av hu daha midiyuka dekra nafka. So why is the av of Misa 10 to diyuk from the pasuk? Why? Midichziv hamesi yellow. It says hamesi yellow. The av is going to be a death here. Dimashma bor asara. It's mashma. It's 10. It doesn't say that in the Torah. Davar makdil hu chayav v'misas hashar. Something that'll cause death, the death of the shar. Habatir mehachi, less than 10. B'misa lo chayiv, habirzikin mischayiv. Okay? It's not an easy Rashi. He said a lot of words, didn't say anything.
No,
yeah?
He's saying the only way you could be, he's just restating it.
Right.
The only way you could be chayiv for Misa is if the bar was worried for Misa.
Why?
Because it's a chayiv.
Because it's a pasuk.
Yeah.
Because it's a pasuk. Right. Says the Tosfos is a rush. Wait a minute. Then what about 9? 9 is not a pasuk. What is it? It's a svara. You can't have an av on a svara.
No,
only a tolda could be a svara. So how could the Gemara say? How could the Gemara say ze av lemisa v'ze av lenezikin? It's impossible.
No,
it's not an av.
It
doesn't have a pasuk. Only avos are psukim. What?
It only has a pasuk for Misa.
Exactly.
The argument will also be that if you say hamesi yellow, that obviously serves another function.
Right.
So if that didn't serve another function, then you say the value would be for this, but it obviously serves another function.
Yeah.
Because it's talking about the kenasi.
Right. Tosos over this Tosos here of low, this big Tosos says, wait, I have even more questions on Rashi. If that's true, we know there's a thing that it says in the pasuk by a bar that ki make shor o chamor. So we say shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kalim. What is if a guy falls into a 4 tefach pit? You chayav for that? Of course you chayav for that. Why are you chayav for that? Adam should be potter. The whole bar gets turned on its head.
Why is chayav? He's not saying that you don't get, you're not chayav for anything. You're not chayav for Misa. Misa, right? You're not chayav for Misa.
Yeah.
A standard that what is something that's normal? 10 means that if you just put somebody into super sakana.
Right.
You know what I mean? Listen.
Who made up that rule?
Yeah, who made up? Is that a takana rabbanan?
Yes. The Gemara said, doesn't say 10, doesn't say 9. But it does say, what? How? Because it does say, v'hameithi yellow.
Right.
So the Chacham decided that if it's 10, it's royal for Misa, and if it's 9, it's not royal for Misa.
Right.
But there's no pasuk for the 9. So that's only a svara.
This is the only place we have one pasuk for the
Chacham.
So, what? It's the only place we have a pasuk for the more stringent, but not the less. You can infer it.
Right, so whenever you infer something, it can't be an av.
It
can't be an av.
And how did they come with this? Like, they did experiments?
Yeah, yeah. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that... What? No. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if it's 10 tvachim, if it's 10 tvachim, it was like what Mati said. That was already enough of a sakana that it could be royal lemisa. Is it possible that an animal fell in there and did not die? Of course it's possible. But if it did die, you'd be chayav. If it's less than 10, Rav Shlomo Zalman says... That's not called a bar that's royal lumitha but didn't die. No, it's not even a bar that's royal.
That ask you a question.
What? A banana peel is also a bar. That's not royal lumitha.
But the question is a little better question.
Yeah.
But how's that an app for a
9? How's that an app for a 9? It's not really. It's a hard one. The Tosfos of the Rosh didn't answer it. He left the Pitzarachim. He didn't answer it. So you have to say that when the pasuk mentions bar, it's inclusive. That's what Stewie said. It's inclusive that there's going to be an av for Misa, and of course there's an av if it's not Misa. Do I have to tell you everything? It's what did you say? What was the word you used? You said it's obvious, right? It's obvious.
You're inferring it.
So we said that inferences can't be avos.
Right.
That's the kind of inference.
What?
Right, so that, right. That's what, that was yesterday, right? An av must be in a pasuk, and everything else is a toldo. So how could the Gemara call it an av? It's really Rashi's problem. Then Rashi goes on to say, "Lishna achrina." Listen to this, "Lishna achrina." Sof zof ze av lemisa. One's an av lemisa, v'ze av lenezikin. Dechi hechi dinafak lon mikra bor asara lemisa, nafklon bor tes lenezikin. Just like we learn, 10 is for misa, 9 is for nezikin. Tichsiv v'nafal shama shara chamar mashma bein meis bein huzak balabor yishalim. It says v'nafal, he fell in. No matter what, I have to pay. What happens to the animal? It depends. Is it 9 or 10? Umihu imeis hashar Amar Rabbanan Bebar Tisha Pater. If it died in a 9 Tefach bar, what's the bottom line? You Pater. Why? Delo Machmas Habar Meis De Ein Bo Kedei Lahamas. There's no way an animal could die like that. It must have had some other disease. Must have some other thing. It can't. Guy trips over a banana peel. Doesn't even fall down. It's going to die? No. Says the Chacham Sofer that by Lulu de Mistafina, I would take out the word Lishna Achrina. It's not another pshat. It's the same pshat. The second half of the Rashi answers the first half. Lishna Achrina, I have a whole other pshat for you. Says the Chacham Sofer, take out that pshat, then you have all the answers. Okay. That's our question. Our question is, what is a told of bar? Can't be 10 and 9, because they're both avos. What's a told of bar? Ella, we know what a told is? Avno vitsakino. A knife or a rock, something I put in the middle of the street. Right? The Gemara calls it an avin vitsakino. Umaso, or my knapsack. My knapsack in the middle of the street. That's a bar.
Banana peel.
Well, a banana peel, right? Shehenichon berishus harabim vezeko. I put it in the street, I caused damage. Says the Gemara, hechi dami. Wait, what's the case? Eid afkarin hu. If I was mafkir in my knapsack, I'd mafkir it. I left it for garbage, and that's someone got damaged. So then there's going to be a machlokas later about this. But bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu bar. That's not a told of bar. That is bar. What, a bar has to be a physical pit in the street? No. It's any obstacle that causes damage. Whether it's a pit, whether it's a knapsack, whether it's a banana peel, whether it's a stone.
Can we go off on a road that goes to damages?
What?
Whatever would normally cause damage.
Yes, yes. Anything in the street causes, anything, any obstacle in the street is going to cause damage. What makes an knapsack more of a toll than an actual pit?
Go after the risk.
What? Go after the risk, right. And if you weren't maskerit, the whole issue of being maskerit by bor, we'll get to it. If you were maskerit, then ilus shmuel, to amar kulam ibor lamadnu. This is a machlokas of a rav and shmuel. What are the makoros of nezikin? So shmuel says it's from bor. So good, it's a hainu bor. There's no different than a bar. The ilu rav dar akulu mishoro. And if it's rav who said that they're all learned out of shor, then hainu shor. This is like a shor. How's it like a shor? It's a little bit of a stretch. Why should a knapsack in the middle of the street be like a shor? But that's the makoros. So it's a din of a shor. So the Gemara asks, maishna bar shikain tchilasa tchilat asiyasa lenezek. Why do you dig a pit? A pit is only dug to cause someone to damage, right? Umamoncha, and it's your money. Tosu says, love that for your money, because even if you mask it, you're going to be chayiv. Ushmiraso alecha, and you have to watch it. Haninami, tchilas hasiyasa lenezek. What are you putting a knapsack in the middle of the street for? And umamoncha, and it's your money. Ushmiraso alecha, and you have to guard it. Ella told of the bar kibar. No, told of a bar just like a bar. No difference. There's no difference. So v'chi kamar of papa, I told of the mave. When did her papa make his statement? A told of mave. What's mave? My nihu. What's mave? Il shmuel d'amar mave zeshen. If it goes like Shmuel said mave shen, then ho kimna told of the shen kishen. Told of shen just like shen. Il rav d'amar mave ze adam. Mave means a human being. My avos umay toldos ispe. What's an av? What's a told of? Anytime a man, anything a man does, the Chachamim hold him liable. The Torah holds you liable. What's an av and what's a tolda? V'chi tema av neir told the yashan, and av is when you're awake, and a tolda is when you're asleep. That can't be. Because vatnan, we're going to learn this later on, adamu l'olam, and adam is always responsible. Bein bi'ar, bein yashan, whether he's awake or whether he's asleep. So what's a tolda of a person? Ella, well, it must be, akecho v'nio, his spit, maybe something that comes out of his nose, if somehow that does damage, that might be a tolda. That's the Gemara's suggestion. Hey chidami, what's the case? E bahadi de azli kamizaki. If while it's leaving your body, it's damaging, kochahava. What's the difference between your spirit and your hand? Right, it's your koach. Rashi says, e bahadi ka azli mazki. Rashi says, shenafal al hashiroyim. It fell on stuff. The tinafim and it ruined them. Oh, l'tocha mashkin v'nim asu. Or it fell into mashke and made the mashke disgusting. Right? E basar denayich, if it already rested. Right? E basar denayich, bein l'rav, bein l'shmol hainu bar. And whether it's rav or shmol, that's called a bar. It's already resting. Look at Rashi. E basar denayich, achar noach harok l'aretz, hezeko. After it rested, it does damage. Shahuch lak adam behen. Because a person's going to slip. Right? Person's going to slip. How come two lines above, Rashi said that the nezikin is going to be that you made the fruit punch disgusting. Spit into the fruit punch. Right? And now he says, because someone's going to slip.
Right.
Yeah?
It's only more once it's on the ground.
I understand. And why did Rashi say that the first case is totally making it disgusting?
When we come to it's the person. Not an item that the person left there. It's the person himself. It's kofa.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense? The Rashi gave two totally different cases of the same Isa? Rav Nachum Pervarsky, had a tzarachin on his Rashi's. So why do you do that? Yeah, I know because the only way it could be a bar, you can't have a bar if there's something disgusting in the fruit punch. That's not a bar.
Why not?
What?
It's not
the fruit punch. It's
not an obstacle.
It doesn't cause damage.
That could be something else.
That's if he drinks the fruit punch,
it's damage.
That's not a bar. It's a hezek. It's a hezek. It's not called bar.
If you drop poison into a guy's cup of coffee, that's not bar. That's
it's hezek. It's hezek, yeah. Don't worry. In Friday's off, we're going to have hezeks that are not normal. Like if you ruin someone's segula. We're going to have that on Friday. Don't worry. So anyway, it can't be bar. It can't be a person. Ella told her the mava kamava. Anything you want to come up with, poison, ruining the fruit punch, or spitting on the floor, making someone slip, whatever that is, that's no different than a person. Therefore, v'chikam rav papa, I told her the ish. A papa must have meant his statement on ish. Told her the ish, my neil. What's a told of ish? Ilema avno v'sakin umasoi. You put your knapsack up on the roof. Shehinichan b'rosh gadol. You put up on the roof. V'nafla b'ruch metzuyev hezeko. And a normal wind came and blew it off the roof, and it did damage. It's a hechidami. If it damaged while it was moving, hainu eish. That's not different than eish. What's eish? I set a koach in motion and it goes and damages. So I set the koach in motion by leaving my knapsack on the roof and the wind took the rest. The wind takes eish also. That's the same thing as eish. Maishna eish, the koach hacham ur ben. Eish can only work if you have another koach. You have to have the wind. And the b'moncha, and it's yours. Oh, shmasan alecha. You have to guard that. Hani nami, here too. Koach hacham ur ben, umamoncha shmasan alecha, and it's yours. Ella told her the eish ke eish. Told her the eish was like an eish. No different. So, v'chi kamar of papa, when did her papa make his statement? I told her the regel. He made it on regel. We had a regel already. Regel! Hokin, the told of the regel ke regel. We already said the told of regel is like regel. So the Gemara says, no, there's one case in the world where a told of regel is not regel. It's going to come up later, which we'll be discussing at great length later. V'chati nezek tsroros. Tsroros? Tsroros are while the animal is walking. So let's say it's walking on your field and it damages your vegetable patch. That's regel. But what if it kicks up the pebbles and the pebbles fly and crack your window? That's not regel. Is that regel? That's called tsroros. Tsroros means pebbles. The pebbles kicked up by the regel, but the regel caused another indirect damage. That's called tsroros. That is only chatzi nezek. And that is what Rav Papa meant. It's a told of regel that's not like regel. And by the big machlokas here, big discussion, why do you pay chatzah? Is it a knas? It's not a knas, right? Halachas a gemiri law. And it's a halacha loshim yisim that you pay chatzah nezek for such a thing. But my karele told of the regel. Why is it called a told of regel? Because, l'shale min ha'aliyah, don't think this is chatzah nezek of keren. Chatzah nezek of keren, you pay from the goof of the animal. If you damage it with $1 million, and that animal's worth $100, you're only going to get 50. I damage you $1 million. The answer is, that's what a tam pays. Chatzi nezek is only from the guf. That's not regel. Even though this is a told of regel, it's only chatzi nezek, you pay from the best. So if he damages you $1 million, you get to pay him $500,000. Chatzi nezek. As a matter of fact, v'amibaya boy rava. Rava had a shayla about that. The boy rava. Chatzi nezek tzoros miguf or mishalim? Do you pay that miguf? Omer ha'aliyah mishalim? Or do you pay out of your pocket? So the Gemara says, yeah, l'rav mi b'yale, l'rav papa pshitale. Yeah, Rav had a kasha about that, for Rav papa was pashat. L'rav mi b'yale, so according to Rav, Amai Karolei told of the regel. If Rav had a suffix about it, why did Rav agree that Tzroros is a told of regel? The Gemara says, l'pocher b'rushus ha-rabim. You're not chayev for regel in Rushus ha-rabim. You're only chayev for regel in Rushus ha-yachid. How do you know? U'bir b'stei acher. Only has to be in someone else's field, not in the public place. Unlike Karen. Karen can be anywhere. Shaded regular only in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? That's the answer. We'll Torahs will come up again. I just wanted to finish the daf. A few more lines. Hamave vahever. My mave. What's mave? Yechayef mave. What's mave? Rav amar mave ze odom. Mave ze odom. Shmuel omer mave ze hashem. Shmuel says hashem. So why did the Mishnah just write odom or shame? What's such a funny word, mave? Right, what does a mave even mean? What does the word mave mean? If you hold, the Gemara is going to say, Rav amar mave ze odom, diksiv, because it says, Omar, Shomer, Hashomer, Hashomer means Hashem, Asa, Boker, the morning's coming, Vagam Laila, Im Tivyun, Ba'u. If you seek, you'll seek. Right? Boi, Rava, Boi means to question, to ask. A Mave is an asker, it's a human being. A Mave is an Adam. Amar Mave is Hashem, what about if you hold Mave Shane? The Chsiv, because it says, Eich, Nachbiso, Asu, Navu, Mitzvunav. Very difficult pasuk, and my Mashna, what does that mean? Kimetargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef was Metargim, Ichdein is Lavish Asu, that when it's wearing something covered over, it's Galen Mitramohi. The covered over thing is revealed, like a tooth. Sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's revealed. That's why Mava means shame. So why did the Mishnah just write that? Just write what it is. If you get such a funny word, Mava. So there are four answers to that question. The Ravid says, because Rav Yehuda HaNasi, he learned both Pshatim. In his yeshiva, he learned both. So how did he get to write both with one word? Write Mave. Right? You can include, right? Rav and Shmuel were later Amorayim, but they had the machlokas. It was an old machlokas in the yeshivas. Rav Yehuda HaNasi had both, heard both. He didn't know what to write. So he wrote Mave, wrote both. That's the Ravid's answer. Tosfos HaRosh says, the first place in the Torah where it mentions a mazik by a person is by Gzela. Really, honestly, didn't want to write that. Sorry, person of Gzela. Listen, an accident. Accidents happen all the time, right? That's why it's called an accident, not on purpose. But to say that someone was a mazik by a gneva, the first mention in the Torah, he didn't want to settle for Masechta that way. And if you hold a chain, he was afraid that I would think that your avodim are also chayiv for you because I'm sorry. What is that? Oh, because I would have thought even if it's no hana, and. Then Amuka Yosef said, had it said Adam, I would have thought your slaves are included, and had it said the word Shein, I would have thought that maybe only if you send it out. And the last one, the Masas Melech says, because only this only works for Adam, because we wanted to stick in that an Adam has to ask Mechila. When you damage somebody, it's not just paying back the money, you have to ask Mechila. How do you say that? By saying the word Mave. Mave means to seek. Right? So it's like a hint. It's like a little bit of a musr. The word danasi, stuck in the musr. So you have to hint to ask for mechila. Those are two more lines. For Rav, my time alone are Shmuel. Why didn't Rav want to hold like Shmuel? Amalach. Miktari niveh. Doesn't say niveh. Ushmuel, my time alone are Rav. Why did Shmuel want to hold like Rav? Amalach. Miktari boeh. So michti. Cry lo kamar daiki, velo kamar daiki. The pasuk doesn't go either way. So they're both not right, they're both not wrong. So again, Rav, my time alone are Shmuel. So Rav said a very good answer why it didn't say Tana, Shor v'chol milu d'shar. The first word of the Masechta. The Arba of Hashar. What does Shor mean? Everything from Shor. Why should Shane be singled out? And Shmuel Nami, Hatani le Shor. According to Shmuel, Tes Taka Shor. Some of Yehuda. Yeah, Tana Shor l'karno, Umav l'shino. You're right. Shor meant Karen, Mav meant Shane. And now we'll stop here and the Gemara will explain why that's so special that the Torah meant Shor, that Shor means Karen and Mav means Shane. We'll pick up on it tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.